Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Obviously, we're on the fly tonight, and having a producer like Trevor Harris is the best. And we'll get Coach JT Thomas in the next block. But wanted to give a little bit of time to our friend from the Locked On Seminoles and Locked On Network, Brian Smith, who does a lot of work, a lot of recruiting. He's all over the place, and certainly I'm glad he has time for us tonight. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks for stepping up and pinch hitting just a tad early, too.
Yeah, no problem, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
It's a busy offseason. Obviously, you go to everything. You go to camps. You go to combines. Obviously, you're going to be getting ready to go to some college things as well. For you, this evaluation period, I know this is, because you do so much work for a lot of people. What has it been for you, especially, with the Seminoles trying to bounce back and, trying to, get these recruits to buy into what they're doing, to get some good portal kid. How has it been in the offseason for you with FSU?
It has been wild because Florida State needs so much. Ooh, it's difficult to say what they're going to do this next year. I mean, their over under total is like 7.5 or something like that. And you just don't think of Florida State that way, but they need a lot of pieces still. A lot of teams are pretty much done with what they're going to do in the portal, and Florida State still bring in guys. They got a commitment today, Joshua Raymond, but they need at least one, if not two more receivers. They're thinking about getting that Sawchuk kid from Oklahoma, the running back. There's all kinds of players they're still in on. They had so much to make up for because they lost a lot and probably needed to for chemistry reasons, but it is one of the harder teams to cover because they got their hands at every position.
Yeah. So you take a look at this spring, and obviously they didn't, this was a kind of a quiet spring, with Doe Campbell doing, going through renovations and such, so they didn't have the spring game. What did they get out of this spring? I mean, did they find some things? Were there some freshmen who enrolled early that may have stepped up and done a pretty good job as well?
Well, the kid that everybody's waiting on won't get here until the summer, and that's Chroma, the running back from Georgia. He's an animal.
Okay.
But probably the best news was Daryl Jackson Jr., the former Hurricane that transferred to Florida State. He flipped the switch, and they couldn't stop talking about how positive he was as a player, how hard he played, and his effort, it was just so much better than what it was last season. I think that's a good sign. They've got some really good coaches that came in on the defensive side of the ball. That's where it should start for Florida State and Miami and Florida, too. The state of Florida has so many defensive prospects. You should be able to do that. But they're going to have a 330-pound man at nose guard for teams to deal with. That's where it begins. And then they also had a lot of guys that just transferred in that did really well. So I'm not sure if there's a freshman that I would point to yet. That's a little early. But they've got a lot of young guys still competing, so we'll see. Cam Davis and several other players, too. But they're a little deeper this year, I think. I'm just not sure about the star power.
Yeah, you know, you take a look too at you know the quarterback situation, and you get in a situation where the last couple of years, especially 2 years ago, you had somebody that was really reliable. Last year, not so much. This year, you get the kid Castellanos to come from Boston College. How did he look in the spring?
I heard mixed reports, like he would be hot and cold. But the problem there is they had receivers that were in and out of the lineup. Hakeem Williams, who obviously transferred, but he's going to Colorado. The couple of the kids that they had transfer in, Deuce Robinson, as well as Squirrel White, were out part of the spring. But towards the end, he trended up, from what I'm told. And in Gus Malzahn's offense, as you know, Blue, you got to have a guy that can really be mobile and be dynamic, not just extend the play, but make the play. So, and Castellanos is a freak. So he fits the bill.
Yeah, I mean, and you take a look at this program and the schedule. I mean, it's never going to be easy. We know that. I mean, it's just, you know, you take a look at this fall, and not only the ACC, which is really a very competitive conference, but listen, you know what? It doesn't ease up. I mean, talk about the schedule, you know, some of the games that you're excited with. I mean, obviously, they open up against Alabama, which is not going to be easy. But they do ease it up a little bit with these Texas A&M and Kent State, you know, before getting into it with the, you know, with games against Virginia and Miami. Talk about this schedule.
The thing with the schedule this year is it's a little more backloaded. They do play Bama first. I get you on that. That obviously, you know, you have to think they're not going to win that game, but it's still a barometer, because if you go out there and lay an egg, that's a bad sign. They have to at least be competitive. Right. And I think they will be. But we'll see. There's still a long way to go before that game. But they got Miami this year at home. They got to play the Gators on the road. Clemson, you know, there's a really good mix. But the question with Florida State of late has been, how did they do against those mid-level teams like an NC State? Those are the kind of teams that give them fits. It has for years. That's right. Where I'm at. If they don't do well in those games, it will not be a successful season.
No doubt. And they got to go to the West Coast to play Stanford, which, you know, I mean, on the surface is not easy. I mean, Miami went out and played Cal and did everything they could to win that game last year. You know, going across country is never easy. What's on tap for you for the summer? I mean, on what do you guys got coming up on your Locked On Seminoles?
Well, a little bit of everything. Just like you, I'll be out at all the high school stuff this month as much as I can. I'm not sure where exactly I'm going in Florida. I'm in the midst of trying to plan. That might be at IMG, might be at Jones. It's hard to say. But after that, it's trying to find which 7-on tournaments, possibly OT7. I know that – I think it's down your way for the finals.
Yes,
I can't remember.
It is. It is down here. Yep.
So that might be where I go. I like coming to South Florida, as you know. But there's so many spots between where I live and where you do for 7-on that, yeah, I'll find myself in several.
I know.
It's great.
Well, we'll definitely keep track of you all summer. I appreciate you pinch hitting, getting in a little bit early on that, and just let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, and also if they want to get in on the Locked On Seminoles podcast.
Absolutely. Locked On Seminoles every day. I just put up a podcast about their newest commitment out of the portal. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get them. Social media, at @LO_Seminoles. And you can find me as well as @FBScout_Florida for my own handle. Love to hear from you, and I'd love to have you on Locked On Seminoles.
Good stuff. Brian, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Take care, sir.
Good stuff. Brian Smith from the Locked On Seminoles podcast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.